to cut off my ear. What the hell happened here? Option 9, tear for tear. What the hell happened here? I swear it's not meant, it's just a spoon. What the hell happened here? I said, what the hell happened here? I said, what the hell happened here?
Oh, really? What the hell, dude?
What up, what up, what up?
We back.
With your favorite podcast, an eye for an eye.
Eye for an eye.
So we are back with our fourth episode of our mini series, What the Hell Happened Here?
WTH3, mate.
We always adopt these fucking accents, and I love it. It's just so probably offensive, but whatever.
Yeah, sorry.
So we're back. If you haven't already, please go check out episodes 1 through 3. They are magical, and they will make you say, Matt,
what the hell happened here?
Honestly,
like, though, you walked in and your dog tore everything up.
What the hell happened here? And then they're hiding, and it's sad, you know? Or like when you're eating a bowl of SpaghettiOs and you get booked on charges of meth. What the hell happened here?
Or like when you're driving down the highway, you start hearing some funky noise in your car. You pull over to the side, look back, and realize that there's a deer antler in your back right tire.
Did that happen?
No deer, just the antler. What are you going to say?
What the hell happened here?
What the hell happened here?
Yes. So, definitely aptly named. If you like us, please go rate, review, and if you really like us, subscribe. Because then they will automatically download to your telephonic device or iPad or browser, whatever you listen to us on. At least that's my impression. And if they don't, at least you'll have it quick access. But really, though, please go rate and review and let us know what you think of these little mini-sodes. We love them. We think they're a funny way to break up, you know, the seriousness of Eye for an Eye. And we'd love to know what you think. What the hell happened here? So let's get into it, Matt.
Let's dive right in. We've all had bad days. Our buddy Joe here had a real bad day.
Simply.
So, on May 30th at around 2:30 a.m.
Now we know what you're thinking. Nothing good happens past 2 a.m.
Yeah, How I Met Your Mother, kids. Remember that. After 2 a.m., just go to sleep. Well, when you're an insomniac like myself and Joseph here, sometimes you need a little walk at middle of the night to slow yourself down and clear your mind, maybe kind of lull yourself to sleep a bit. So Joe and his other insomniac friends, they're just out here for a walk on the phone, shooting the shit, talking about baseball. And in a clear case of, I got nothing better to do and it's the end of the month, so I have to meet my quota.
Don't be offended, police officers who listen. We're just kind of being funny.
We're just joking. Sorry, guys. We love you. We appreciate you.
We do.
Honestly, we do.
True.
More than you know. Real. We appreciate police, military, anybody that takes the time out of their lives.
To service.
Risks their lives to serve us and protect us. And anybody else out there, we mean that to the same degree to you guys, too. We expect the same.
Yep.
So, officer, we'll leave his first name out of it. T. Anderson spotted Stoiber on his midnight stroll. Seeing a guy out walking, he was probably a little bemused, wondering what this guy is doing here. But, you know, at the same time, do you really stop a guy for walking at night?
Apparently nowadays
you do.
But, that's the thing. It's like, it always happens to be, like, these random scenarios. But,
well, he was working under that same assumption that nothing good happens after 2 a.m., like you said. So he pulled up on Joseph and asked him what he was doing. And for God knows what reason, Anderson was really worried about a bulge in Joe's pocket. We think we know why that was, but we don't know what that was in his pocket to this point.
Yeah.
So. And honestly, it's not unreasonable to assume it was a weapon, but at the same time,
especially if it's dark, it's at night.
Right.
You're walking around at night.
Right.
Although you're not on the phone talking about baseball. Like, I can't imagine that being too threatening.
That's what I mean. Yeah, he's on the phone with his buddy. So, the cop asked Stoiber if he could search him, but he said no. He declined the search, and despite that, he searched him anyways. He patted him
down.
Which,
to my knowledge, is illegal.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Unless
I think
you have, like, real probable cause.
Yeah.
Can't you not just fucking pat? Can you imagine if someone walked up to you while you were just walking home at night or something?
And just started patting you down?
And just started patting you down after you said no. knowing that he had no probable reason. There was no threat, no danger, no nothing. Wouldn't you be pissed?
Yeah. I'd be very confused, I'll tell you that much. Well, so now, side note, during this stroll, at some point, Joe had put a big old dip in. So he's got a big old chaw in his mouth. And Officer Anderson was focused on checking him out, filling up the pocket bulge, and not to in any way, you know, imply anything.
Filling up the pocket bulge.
He was. He wanted to know what's going on in those pockets. What you got in them jeans?
Damn, girl.
What you got in them jeans? So, Officer Anderson was focused on that and missed the massive dip in his mouth. But actually, that was noticeable because Joe, having accumulated the tobacco, spit in his mouth, wacky tobacco, spat a big old dip right out on the ground. And surprise, surprise, this is news. In this state, spitting on the ground has been outlawed in Lakeland. This is Florida, right?
Yeah,
Lakeland, Florida. Yeah.
I think.
Gotta love Florida, man.
Honestly,
if you guys ever have a good Florida story, we'd love to hear it because they're the best in the country for the stories. We love you guys.
The craziest shit
happens down in Florida. It's amazing. So, man, wow. So he was arrested for that since that's been illegal since 1944. Back when World War II was fucking going on.
Which you'd think everybody then would be spitting on the ground.
Well, why was that not public knowledge, you know? You tell me they don't print that in books that you can't spit on the ground in Florida? Come on. It's illegal, man. Pay up. So
I would be arrested again. These are all things, like...
I would be arrested all the time. Every single day of my life. So the spitting ordinance states... From 1944, written exactly 74 years ago, that it is unlawful for anyone to spit in front of or on a bus, a public conveyance, sidewalk, public building, or any other public space within city limits.
So literally, you just can't.
So anywhere that's not the ocean, you can't spit. And there's probably some OCAA law against that, too, with all the shit in our oceans now. So, anyways, according to internal reports, that was when another officer, Officer Ivankovich, showed up about a minute and a half after Anderson originally made contact with Joe Stoiber. And when Ivankovich arrived, Stoiber was already in custody, handcuffed. So, Ivankovich didn't actually know what Stoiber had been charged with.
Yeah, he had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Also, spat in the grass as he's getting out of his car, according to the IR report. So, icing on the cake, this poor bastard Joe is sitting in the back of a cop car, sees backup roll up, and commit the same crime that he has just been arrested for. What the hell happened here? Oh my god. These are the best. We have so much fun with these. So, Stoiber told internal investigations that he was really concerned and confused about why he was under arrest, obviously, and that he had never been read his Miranda rights for spitting. While Anderson later admitted to investigators that he was also aware of the fact that he had never read him his Miranda rights for spitting. So, is that even illegal? We think so since 1944, but apparently they don't consider it, like, Miranda-worthy. So, Stoiber then continued to question officers, and they patted him down for no reason, basically. Why did they do that was his main concern. And why was he arrested? And, obviously, they didn't really have a good answer, so he became more...
Well, wouldn't you? Like, can you imagine how pissed you'd be if, first of all...
Oh, yeah.
Someone passed you down without your consent, randomly, no reason. Then you spit, you get put into the cop car and arrested. And then the officer that's coming as backup also spits. Like, yeah. I'd be like, what is happening?
Spits on the ground, it's and it's like, circus. Yeah. I mean, at that point, you're like, okay, well, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, that shit got even more wild.
Yeah, it gets out of hand here. So, it from there, it became a problem. That things escalated when he was agitated.
And people say things when they're mad, which sounds like what was heard in this confrontation that they had.
Yep. Sounds like things were just a little escalated at that point. Well, you'll hear. So, Stoiber continued to question officers, and things obviously became a little more confrontational. At that point in the conversation, Officer Arnulfo Crispin's name came up while the arrest was still being made. Crispin was actually shot in December 2011 while searching a group of teens in a city park, according to reports. He later died at Lakeland Regional Medical Center, so this was shortly several years before. And according to internal reports, officers recalled Stoiber saying, "I'm sorry that you and your partner are offended by Officer Crispin's death."
Which clearly hit a nerve.
Yeah, he struck a chord with that one. That was not a good thing for him to say.
And that was reported what he said. I don't think he ever admitted to saying
that. Yeah, that's what they said he said. So, hearsay, perhaps, but at the same time,
when it's a cop, why would you're
they,
going to jail.
Yeah, why would they make that up just to make that up, yeah. You hope. And therefore, they said, you are going to jail.
And you do not pass go, and you do not collect $200.
Nope. You're fucked. So, Stoiber said he was trying to tell the officers that officer-related shootings didn't justify them performing pat-downs on everyone. That's what he claimed. He did not specifically mention the case, and that he claimed that he was just making a reference to that in regards to the search that had been conducted on him. In police reports, the officers said that although Stoiber appeared to be under the influence of something, they didn't perform any tests or determine whether he was impaired. So he actually, Stoiber himself, took it upon himself to take a drug test.
And he paid for it.
He paid for it, exactly, when he was released from jail, and he was negative for any and all substances. Stoiber was driven by Officer Anderson to the Polk County Jail, where he was released on $250 bail. And after an internal investigation, Anderson, who patted Stoiber down, and Ivankovich, who backed him up at the scene, were told in December that by January 31st, they had to write research papers and create a training outline for verbal conflict control. So that was their punishment for that.
I'm sorry, it's like
thank
two
you.
High school boys.
Yeah, thanks for coming to in-school suspension, fellas. You'll be back in class tomorrow, and you'll be at practice this afternoon.
Oh, God.
So, Anderson actually had to also, ready for this, write about search and seizure policies, officer safety, verbal skills, and arrest procedures. Ivankovich was told to write about officer safety, interpersonal and verbal skills, and book in procedures.
I feel like we're arresting, like, 6-year-olds.
Yeah, I'm glad they got detention. Because honestly, they'll never learn their lesson.
Yeah.
Well, so, after he was released from jail, Stoiber actually wrote a complaint himself against the officers.
Good Ten pages. Him.
10 pages long.
So that's a hell of a complaint.
That's a hell
of
a complaint.
I wonder if it was double-spaced.
I'm wondering myself what the complaint specifically said. I'd love to get access to that online.
Yeah.
So, Joseph said what he thinks he was charged with spitting because he was questioned why Anderson ever even had the need to pat him down.
Technically, don't you have the right to, like, say, hey, why? I mean, it's not smart because clearly it more often than not ends up like this.
Right. It wasn't a good situation.
I know from personal experience. Don't question. Just abide.
Yeah, just do what they say. If
Never
they
was arrested,
say something stupid. Yeah, I mean,
the cop
even
got
if they
mad
tell
at
you.
Because I asked him why.
Yeah, even if they tell you something stupid.
Just do it.
Just do it. It's not
like
the
Nike
end of the
said.
World.
That's where they got that from. Not really, but it's probably.
Maybe said. Phil Knight was arrested one time when he was in college.
Just do it.
All
but
right.
That was episode 4 of WTH 3. 4? Yep. Nope. It's 3. It's episode 4.
WTH 3.
Thanks for tuning in. Listen to officers and don't spit on the grounds in Florida because you'll get arrested.
Yeah, be careful of that.
Yeah, so rate, review, subscribe if you like us. We love you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.